ago, somewhere in the forests of Tibet, there lived a rabbit. One day, as he was walking along,
yow!
Rawr! Gotcha.
Tiger, where did you come from? Jeez, you scared the... What are you doing? Ow, stop that.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm eating you, of course.
Eating me? Me? Scrawny, furry? Ow, me? Ow! Hey, that hurts, you know. Why would you want to eat a dried-up old rabbit like me? There has to be somebody tasty around. Maybe a deer or a... Ow!
Believe me, I've been looking, but there's nobody but you, and I'm really hungry. Bah! Maybe if I ripped off your skin and got rid of all this fur.
Ripped? Ow! Okay, wait a minute now. Let's discuss this for a minute. You admit I'm bony and mostly fur.
Yes, you are. But right now, you're the only lunch around here.
Well, but maybe not. Maybe not. Let's see. I seem to remember a place right around here. Yes, yes, it's right down the road here. Where there's lots of really good food. And I can take you there if you'll just stop biting me. Ow!
Sure, sure. How stupid do you think I am? You're just trying to escape from me. If I let you take me somewhere, you will take the first chance to run away. And I will have no lunch at all.
No, no, listen. You know about us Tibetan rabbits, right?
I've heard a few things.
Then you must have heard that we always keep our word.
Yes, I've heard that. Tibetan rabbits always keep their word.
Okay, so how about this? I give you my word that if you let me take you to find better food, I won't try to escape. As a matter of fact, I won't leave you. You'll leave me.
Your word?
As a Tibetan rabbit.
Well?
Oh, such good food you can't imagine. Chickens and sheep and cows and deer and bagels.
Bagel? What's a bagel?
And ham.
Oh, I like ham. Mmm.
So what do you have to lose? Tell you what, come with me, and if I don't deliver on my promise, you'll still have me to eat.
Hmm. Okay, why not?
So the tiger and the rabbit set off along the path through the forest in quest of food. They walked and walked.
I think it's right around this corner.
You keep saying that. It's beginning to get dark.
Don't worry, I gave you my word and I won't leave you.
Well, hurry up. I'm really getting hungry.
Okay, okay, right down here, maybe behind that hill.
And on they went until they were walking in total darkness.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous. I'm just going to eat you and cut my losses.
We're almost there. Can't you smell that food?
Now that you mention it.
Just another hour.
Hour? I'm hungry now.
Yeah, me too. I think I'll have a snack. Mmm, delicious.
What are you doing?
I'm having a snack.
Where did you find food?
Oh, I didn't. I'm just eating one of my eyeballs.
What? Are you crazy? You can't eat your eyes. You'll be blind.
Oh, don't be silly. Everybody knows that if you eat your own eyes, they'll grow back.
Obviously, Tibetan rabbits may keep their word, but they don't necessarily tell the truth. This one was lying twice. He wasn't eating his eyes, and they won't grow back.
Grow back? No, that can't be. I never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't your mother tell you that? And they're really tasty, too. Try one.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. It'll hold you until we get some real food.
Okay.
And the tiger reached his claw into his eye socket and began to pull it out.
Ouch! That hurts.
Oh, don't be such a baby. We rabbits do it all the time. Just wait until you taste it. It's worth the pain, believe me.
So the tiger pulled... until he got it out.
I got it.
Good.
Now what do I do?
Put it in your mouth and bite it.
Yeah. That... That was disgusting.
Really? I guess it's an acquired taste. Oh, well.
So they walked on in the darkness, the tiger bleeding from his eye socket, until he heard...
Oh, don't tell me.
Well, I'm still hungry, so I ate another one. I mean, the first one grew back already, so...
Gee, mine didn't grow back yet, but I'm hungry.
Oh, eat it. They'll grow back in a little while. In the meantime, I'm here to guide you. It's so dark, it doesn't matter much anyway.
Well, that's true. Maybe the second one will taste better.
So the tiger ripped and tore at his eye.
That was even more disgusting than the first one. I don't feel so good. I feel cold and tired.
Oh, you poor thing. I guess the first time is rough. Why don't we just take a little rest? There's a nice spot over here.
And the rabbit led the blind tiger to a spot right on the edge of a precipice.
Sit down. No, over here. Yeah, that's good.
And he sat the tiger down with his back to the edge.
Oh, it feels good to rest.
Don't worry, I'll make us a nice fire so we can warm up. Just a little bit of wood. There, and...
And the rabbit built a fire. He kept adding more and more wood to it, and it got hotter and hotter.
You know, you're a really nice rabbit. I mean, here I was, planning to eat you and all. And what do? You're taking me where there's really good food, and you taught me about eating eyeballs.
Don't mention it.
And now you're making a nice fire to keep me warm. You know, it's getting a little too warm.
Just a few more twigs.
No, really. My whiskers are getting singed.
Just a few more twigs.
And the tiger backed away from the fire and fell backwards over the edge.
Ah!
The rabbit waited and listened, but he didn't hear the tiger hit the bottom.
That's odd.
So he went over to the edge and looked down.
Now, wouldn't you just know, just my luck, a blind tiger falls backward off the edge of a precipice, and does he hit the bottom? Oh, no. He catches a branch with his teeth. And he's only 10 feet down, so I can't really say he's left me. If it was 15 feet, I could leave. But if I go now, I'll be breaking my word to him. Tiger! Tiger, are you all right?
I'm all right. I caught this very going out of the cliff wall with my feet.
Not cliff, precipice.
Whatever. I'm fine.
Oh, you don't sound fine. You sound like you've broken your jaw. I'm so worried about you. I mean, we've gotten to be friends, and now I'm just so worried.
I'm not a boyfriend. I'm fine.
Oh, I'm so worried. Please say something clearly so I'll know you're okay.
What do you want me to say?
Say, Well, I guess he's left me.
The moral of this story is, if you must be stupid, at least know when to keep your mouth shut.